What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, March 23rd, 2018. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. It's a very busy day between the economic news and Trump signing the omnibus spending bill, which a lot of people are not very happy with. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions. And, of course, the lovely lady, Claire, will be joining us today in hour number three. And for those of you who have been emailing me, yes, her back is actually doing much better these days. So it looks like we're through that particular crisis here. So getting on into it, earlier today, there was talk that Trump might veto this omnibus spending bill. It's $1.3 trillion for the government to spend between now and the end of the year because they ran out of money and the government was going to shut down at midnight tonight. And earlier in the day, there were reports that Trump might veto the bill over the fact that it didn't pay for his border wall and it wasn't really addressing the DACA issue to his satisfaction. But then Trump came on TV and he made a really long speech about how important it was to fund our military and keep going, and basically apparently caved into the war hawks and signed this omnibus spending bill, which spends all of our money on everything except us. And interesting little comment that he made in there about how we're going to have the most formidable military in the world. Well, considering how much we spend on the military, have been spending on the military, more than the next 25 nations combined, 24 of whom are supposed to be friends, we should have the most potent military in the world. But we don't, and that tells you what's wrong with military procurement, the corruption inside the Defense Department, the Pentagon. And again, I refer you back to this book and very funny movie called The Pentagon Wars, which sort of dramatizes and humorizes the actual events in the development of the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle. And I understand it's out there somewhere, probably on Hulu. Again, it's the Pentagon Wars. Richard Benjamin directed in it. He does a cameo in it as well. And it is a good movie. And you really should look at it to get an idea of just how this gets so messed up. And it's kind of ridiculous giving more money to the Pentagon when they can't keep track of what they've already got. They waste so much of it. There's trillions of dollars that cannot be accounted for. And they keep saying, well, it's just lousy bookkeeping. The money's there someplace. Well, find out. Because if you can recover all of that money, then you don't need any more from we, the American people. So we'll be talking about that a little bit more later in the show. Getting into the domestic politics, apparently there's yet another attempt to sue President Trump, alleging he is violating the Emoluments Clause, which basically forbids elected officials from receiving gifts or benefits from foreign governments without the approval of Congress. And the issue that's being raised, and by the way, they tried this once before, and it got thrown out of court. The issue is that foreign government representatives, when they come to the United States, will stay at the Trump hotels, hoping to curry a little bit of favor with Donald Trump. But what Donald Trump has done is that whatever money they pay the Trump hotels to stay there is turned over to the U.S. Treasury. So this is just another lawfare attempt on the president. And I get some emails saying, well, are you for or against the president? Well, I'm disappointed in him. There's no question about it. I'm terribly disappointed in him. But he is the legally elected president of the United States of America, and we all have to accept that and deal with it and not go crying in our little safe room with our Play-Doh and our bubble wrap to play with. What we can do is continue to work peacefully to make our will known to Donald Trump that we need him to do what he said he was going to do on the campaign trail. Of course, we understand all politicians lie on the campaign trail and then go off and do what the people who gave them money tell them to do. Now, Trump did a very diplomatic thing. He called up Vladimir Putin to congratulate him for winning re-election. And up until now, that's been kind of a pro forma thing for world leaders to do, you know, to keep the networks going. And everybody just, oh, how outrageous. How could you talk to Putin? And, you know, Trump said something I agree with. You know, what's wrong with trying to be friends with Russia? But they just went totally ballistic. Oh, he talked to Vladimir Putin. Oh, my goodness. But on the other hand, you've got Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman basically at the White House, enjoying all the hospitality, buying a bunch of weapons. And this is a guy who's literally soaked in the blood of the people of Yemen. And the media doesn't say anything about it at all. You know, the Saudi dictator is good, Vladimir Putin bad. Pay attention, children. There will be a quiz next period here. Now, Sean Hannity, I'm really starting to like him because he's went on the air and he called CNN's Jeff Zucker the porn king for just the constant coverage of this whole Stormy Daniels situation. And I have to be very honest about it. Even if Trump had sex with this porn star, big deal. I'm sorry, it's not really that important an issue to me, but they're trying to make it one. And Trump's enemies are getting down in the gutter. They're digging up these old Playboy models. They're digging up former contestants on The Apprentice. And they're trying to basically come on out and say, ooh, he's a sex fiend. He's a sex maniac. Well, boy, we've already had one of those in the White House. Bill Clinton. He got impeached and almost removed over it. But I'm really getting Stormy Daniels fatigue. I'm sick and tired of hearing about her. I'm sick and tired of seeing her face. Now, speaking of CNN, there is now a movement, several petitions going on and several groups organizing, to basically get airports to stop having CNN on all those monitors. Because when CNN first started doing this at the airports, they were still a relatively unbiased, balanced reporter of the actual news. But today, it's like George Orwell's view screen. It's just constant propaganda coming from every direction at you. Oh, hate Donald Trump, hate Donald Trump. And a lot of people are very offended by the lower thirds on the CNN feed, which are constantly attacking the president. And so a lot of people are saying, why does it have to be CNN? Why can't it be somebody else like Fox, or even the Cooking Channel? Because CNN's ratings are reflecting the fact that people just don't want to watch that anymore. Well, as we mentioned before, CNN actually pays the airports and provides the TVs to put that propaganda up there. But a lot of airports are now coming under public pressure to basically allow people who are trapped in those waiting rooms to have some kind of an option to tune it out, to make it go away. Of course, in this age of tablets and laptops, assuming they haven't been dropped and smashed by the TSAs, you can watch what you want to watch on your own particular platform. But I'm absolutely in agreement. This is right out of George Orwell. So there are a lot of people organizing to say there has to be a variety. If you want to have CNN on one monitor, that's fine. Have, you know, other news channels on the other monitors so the travelers can go and sit where they want to watch the show. So CNN is starting to tremble a little bit about their foundations. Over at the White House, as you know, Hope Hicks was the White House Communications Director, and he is now gone. And the rumor is that Kellyanne Conway will be that next White House Communications Director. So that's certainly good for her. And we wish her a lot of luck. Now, a House Intelligence Committee investigation of Russian election meddling has concluded that former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper misled Congress about disclosing information to, of course, CNN. And Basically, the committee has delivered their final report on the investigation. It's awaiting an intelligence agency review. But there was 472 days of investigation, thousands of witnesses, and they found no evidence of collusion between Donald Trump, his campaign aides, and Russia. And meetings between Trump associates, including Jeff Sessions and representatives of the Russian government, did not reflect collusion, coordination, or conspiracy. Remember, a lot of it was about the Magnitsky Act and getting that overturned or repealed. Had nothing to do with the campaign. Now, here's an interesting story. This is from Conservative Treehouse. And they're basically talking about how the Department of Justice has admitted they have a grand jury impaneled in the FBI and Department of Justice investigation. And basically what it has to do is the Department of Justice was responding to a request for documents, and their reply was, we have to review it so that it does not compromise ongoing grand jury investigations and so forth and so on, which from everybody said, okay, so there's really an investigation going on, and there's a grand jury. But you need to understand that very often the purpose of a high-level investigation is to head off and block lower-level investigations. That's what the Warren Commission was all about. When the Warren Commission was put together after the assassination of John F. Kennedy, they didn't even really have jurisdiction. There was no federal law regarding the assassination of a president. This was a murder, and the city of Dallas, Texas had jurisdiction. But they grabbed the body, and they went back to Washington, and they set up the Warren Commission, which immediately went on out to everybody and said, whatever evidence you have on JFK, you must send it to us. And once it was all in their control, they could craft whatever legend they want. As long as Jeff Sessions is attorney general, nothing is going to come of this grand jury or the investigations. He's going to be just like Comey. He's going to do nothing. And I do wish that Trump would fire Sessions and get somebody like Trey Gowdy in there or Larry Klayman. Larry Klayman wants the job. He's got a petition up on his website at Freedom Watch. I'd love to see him in there. I've been following Larry Klayman for a lot of years. He is unbiased. He goes after the corrupt in both parties with equal enthusiasm. Well, apparently, some of the Clinton Foundation tax returns are now out because of the open records requirement, and it turns out only 6% of the revenues they collected went to charity, and the foundation kept the other 94%. Now, there's a problem, because to qualify as a 501c3 charitable organization, more than half the money you collect must actually be spent on charity. So there's another issue that's out there that's just sitting still. Why isn't that 501c3 being revoked? And if it was revoked, of course, the Clintons would personally become liable for the taxes on that money. Must be nice to be able to walk around immune from the law here. We're going to take a phone call. Matt in Arizona, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, it's Arkansas, Mike.
Hello.
You there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm here. I hear you.
Hello?
Yes, I hear you.
All right. Yeah, I was just calling to say that a lot of people in red states like me, I don't know if they'll come out and vote for Republicans this fall with the spending, the Obama-era spending, and the Bush foreign policy they bringing on John Bolton. I don't see anything getting any better. It's crazy.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. Trump's a disappointment. And those of us who worked as hard as we did and sacrificed what we did to help him defeat Hillary Clinton, he can't count on that support anymore. And if he doesn't do anything about the massive election fraud in this country, yes, the Democrats are going to steal Congress this November, and Trump will be a one-term president. Actually, looking at his face during the speech this morning, it's obvious the job and the stress is really getting to him, and maybe he doesn't want a second term anymore. Although, supposedly, he has a campaign already set up and running.
Yeah, I hear you. I tried to tune out for a week. Had some family things going on. I turned the news back on, and here we go with the spending bill and Now we got John Bolton. I think people in red states, the deplorables, I think they'll hunker down this fall, and I think they'll just sit it out and wait and wait and wait. But that's all I got, Mike.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call. And I think even over and above Donald Trump, I think there's a general sense of betrayal among Republicans, among the red states, that the Republican Party is as disconnected from the wishes of the Republican part of the population as the Democratic National Committee was during the primaries, where the attitude is, we know what's best, just give us your money, vote our way, and you know, be happy with what you've got. And so, yeah, I agree. I think the nation is headed in a bad direction. I hope we even have elections in November. If these wars get going, they could quickly spiral out of control. Okay, now, there is a news story, a nice piece of propaganda floating around the web right now on how Guccifer 2.0, through an act of stupidity in one of his posts, has revealed himself to be a Russian intelligence agent. And, of course, Guccifer 2.0 was the one who hacked into the DNC emails and gave them to WikiLeaks. Well, no. First of all, we know from the metadata on the files themselves, they had to be copied to a flash drive. They couldn't be copied that quickly over the Internet. And the original Guccifer, Marcel Lehel Lazar, said that Guccifer 2.0 was a creation, a fiction, made by the NSA and the U.S. State Department. And he's reminding everybody that when he, the original Guccifer, was on Hillary's private server, he saw at least 10 other foreign IPs logged in. So they're still out there trying to sell this nonsense that Russia hacked the DNC emails. And either they think we're incredibly stupid or naive, or they're just trying to wear us down to keep saying, this is the way it is, this is the way it is, this is the way it is, and to finally say, all right, you know. We can't do that, though. When they lie, we truth. That's the way it has to be. All right, let's take another phone call. Terry in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I don't know if you saw the news this morning, but they had breaking news. They had a news conference. And I didn't get the agency, but they had the spokesman out in front there and all the guys with the suits behind her and the agencies and the flags behind them. And the breaking news was that Iranian hackers got into U.S. computers. And after that, they showed pictures of the actual computer operators that got into, that were doing the deed. It kind of reminded me of John Ashcroft when he had the next day had all the hijackers' pictures, you know. It was the same thing.
Yeah.
How can
that
they
is,
get, you know, number one, know that it's Iran, and number two, get the actual people that did the computer work? There's about seven or eight of them, I guess. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think it's, you know, Iran bashing. It's more propaganda because, yeah, you can't really find out who's doing the hacking, let alone who's actually got their fingers on that keyboard. This story is total bovine excrement, and it's another attempt to demonize Iran because apparently in May, Trump is going to pull out of the P5+1, and that's going to open the door for war with Iran, which is what Israel has been doing. Israel standing behind Donald Trump, you know, with a paddleboard, whacking him, saying, invade, 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 invade. Remember John McCain used to dance around the stage and say, bomb, 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 Iran, bomb, bomb. And he thought that was funny as all get out.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, tragic because, you know, everything's coming together for a war now. All of a sudden, you know, Trump's changing and going that way with the neocons. And he's got John Bolton in there, who's, like you pointed out, is a radical anti-Iran. And as you said before, he stacked his cabinet or his advisors with war people. And it doesn't look good to me. I don't know what to make of it other than that.
Yeah, we're definitely on a path to war. That's obviously the agenda. And we all know what's coming, a global war, potentially nuclear, and they're just waiting to find some way to sell it to the people who have to pay for it and bleed for it. Terry, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to do a commercial break, and we'll be back after these few words.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And yes, things are getting very intense, very ugly out here. As Michael Herzog was saying in that spot, our advertisers are being threatened, both at Republic Broadcasting and at WhatReallyHappened.com. They're literally being threatened, and they're calling the police. The police are doing nothing. And so we need your help. If we're going to stay on the air, if we're going to keep the website up there so that you can find the truth about what's going on, we need your help. It's never been more desperate than it is right now. And if you can help, you have to. Please do. Okay, and the postal address to send a check or money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you want to call on in and pledge to be a recurring subscriber, that phone number is 800-724-2719, extension 03. This is really serious. We're not kidding about any of this stuff. We really do need your help. And the network thanks you, and I thank you. Every little bit helps. Doesn't have to be a huge donation, just a little tiny bit, whatever you can spare. If everybody in this audience, everybody listening to the show, sent in just $5, I mean, it would make a huge, huge difference. We're not a big, huge operation like a CNN with a huge overhead. We're doing this out of our spare bedrooms or our garages. And RBN has a little tiny office that they have to pay rent on. And, of course, we're constantly having to replace equipment, especially here in Hawaii with our salt air climate. The stuff all acts like it's made out of compressed rust. Anyway, enough of that stuff. Getting on back to the war zones, as it were. In Syria, the militants are withdrawing from more areas in eastern Ghouta. They're taking advantage of this amnesty deal. They surrender their weapons, and they're allowed to leave with their families. Meanwhile, YPG members continue conducting hit-and-run attacks against the Turkish forces in the area of Afrin. So it's just ugly. It's very concerning to think about how much war is already going on. And the U.S. is admitting they're officially at war with seven different countries. Technically, we're already in a world war. U.S. military doctrine defines a world war as a two-front war on two continents. And right now, we're at war in the Middle East, Asia, Africa. All we're missing is the big event where all these little wars come together into a single giant world war. And again, look at the history of World War II. Prior to Pearl Harbor, there was a lot of conflict going on. Japan had gone into Manchuria. They were trying to go into the Philippines. Europe was fighting with each other. And all of a sudden, Pearl Harbor happened, and oh, yep, it's big mistake number two. And that's where we are right now. Now, one piece of good news coming out of Syria is, despite the tough talk coming from the Kremlin and Washington, D.C., the Russian and U.S. top generals are still trying to coordinate in Syria. They don't want any kind of a conflict to break out between the two powers unintentionally. So they are still trying to say, we're sharing information, we're here, you're there. But tensions are running very, very high. And the conventional wisdom is that the U.S. is going to try and find some excuse or manufacture an excuse to do a decapitation strike on Damascus, where there are Russian personnel already stationed. And Putin is already out there saying that if the U.S. threatens or endangers or attacks anywhere that Russian personnel are standing, that the missiles will be attacked and the missile launchers will be attacked, whether it's a truck on the ground somewhere in Syria, aircraft in the air, or another Aegis-guided missile destroyer out there in the Mediterranean. So it's a very, very tense situation. Now, one of the worst aspects that anybody sees in war is the drafting of children and turning them into soldiers, child soldiers. And apparently in the U.S. established safe zone in Syria, ISIL has restarted training children for war and suicide operations. And they're in an area protected by the U.S. and the U.S.-controlled Syrian Democratic Forces in Deir Ezzor, in southeastern Syria. So, usually when the children are mobilized, it's a sign the war is being lost. Normally, when you have a war, you send the adult males, and when you start losing it, you start mobilizing the children and the women. That also happened in Nazi Germany. When they were losing the war, when the Allies were advancing toward Germany, they were putting kids into tanks. We got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Getting on back to Syria. Syria is now accusing Israel of removing Jewish artifacts from Damascus temples. And those artifacts should be the property of the... should be the property, obviously, of those temples in Damascus. Israel isn't denying what's going on. They just came on out and said, well, this is an attempt by the Syrian regime to distract attention from the atrocities it's inflicting on its own people. This came from Israel's envoy to the United Nations. Now, the European Union has recalled their Russian envoy, and they're all starting to line up around this belief from Theresa May that Moscow is highly likely responsible for the Skripal poisoning. They're not saying it's an absolute because they don't have any proof, but they're saying it's highly likely. Theresa May's new approach is, well, there's no other reasonable explanation. Yeah, there's a very reasonable explanation. It's a false flag. Great Britain and the European Union are trying to Iraq Russia, building a case that Russia has chemical weapons of mass destruction and must be attacked now to stop Russia from using those chemical weapons on somebody. And my concern here is that for this to really succeed, there will have to be a large-scale false flag chemical weapons attack to be blamed on Russia. because they're not getting any traction just saying, oh, this is the way it is, especially after that whopper about Saddam's nuclear weapons. Nobody's buying any of this. If you go to any website that's reporting on these allegations and you read the comments section, people just aren't buying this. They've been lied to way too many times. Now, over at the Kremlin, Peskov, I don't know what his job is, said that British culture of dispute is getting lower and lower. What we see is the country of Byron and Shakespeare, the country of Conan Doyle, the country that used to be a brilliant empire with immense political traditions of diplomacy and so on and so forth. It's turned into a country where politicians are making, let me humbly say, irresponsible statements. And yes, that is absolutely true. Remember, Great Britain is the country that gave us the dodgy dossier to help sell us the war in Iraq. And it turned out everything in that dossier was false. It was basically plagiarized from a hopelessly outdated 12-year-old academic paper. Now, Sputnik News is reporting that while Prime Minister Theresa May has urged EU leaders to recognize Russia as the perpetrator of the alleged attack, her allies in Brussels appear to be reluctant to judge the matter without receiving the evidence. And there has been no evidence. Now, under pressure from the EU and demands from Russia that Britain comply with the Convention on the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, samples are supposed to be provided to everybody else in the convention. And Britain's been saying, no, you can't have them. So right now, a British court is going to allow blood samples to be taken from Skripal and his daughter for Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons Testing. I would be a lot happier if the OPCW drew those blood samples themselves because of past situations where samples have been tampered with. Remember when the International Atomic Energy agency was in Iraq looking for the weapons of mass destruction, and they discovered some highly enriched uranium in a very suspicious location, and they analyzed it, and somebody said, hey, this looks like one of our comparison samples we brought with us, and they asked the American part of the delegation to provide their testing sample, and the Americans destroyed it. So we've got to be careful. I mean, this whole thing is a fraud. Do you think they're going to stop committing fraud now? They're going to do whatever they think it takes to sell this nonsense to the American people and the people of Great Britain. All right, let's take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I like the concept of the UN, but it seems like with the UN, you know, it's just another corrupt body, obviously, because the more money you give them, the more they'll support what you want. You know what I mean? With the U.S., you know, they go along with the party line. You know, it's the same. If Russia was giving the U.N. more money than the U.S., they would support the Russians. You know what I mean? Like, it's a corrupt body, just like the Congress and the Senate. You know, by the way, Congress gave themselves a raise, right, with this
Yeah, they did.
So that's where they did.
Well, the U.N., the U.N., there's more than just the money there, because everybody up there has their own compromising connections to other people in the world. And I know somebody who actually works at the U.N., and they say that it is just unbelievable how incredibly corrupt it all is, and it's just out in the open. It's even worse than inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C.
It's another swamp, Mike, just like the EU and Britain. Hey, let me give some words of advice to the Germans and the French. You better go with the Russians and the Chinese, because that's where it's going to be, you know? I mean, they're diddly-dallying around. I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, Russia didn't do this thing. It's, you know, it's just, like I said, it's a slow movement to a war. You know, we've seen this playbook before. We talked about this already. Same playbook. It's a very small playbook. You know, you only could do a certain amount of things, and you know there's like a routine involved. You know, so this is a joke. Donald Trump putting John Bolton's in is a joke. I mean, my God, what is the stock market's down another 400 points? Mike, it's all coming together. You know, like, you know, they're going to hack our, you know, power grid. They're going to hack our, what, stock market next? You know, like, you know what I mean? It's just it's all coming together to something soon, you know.
Right now we're seeing a race. Right now we're in the middle of a race, whether we're going to see the economy implode first, or we're going to see the outbreak of World War III. And we know that people inside the government want the wars to happen first, so when the economy comes apart, they've got somebody to blame for it. You know, we didn't do anything wrong. The economy was in recovery. Everything was just wonderful until those gosh darn Iranian, Russian, Chinese, whoever, started all this ruckus. Because the U.S. has done this twice before and gotten away with it. Crash of 1907, World War I, crash of 1929, World War II, crash of 2008. We're already at war officially with seven countries, probably unofficially quite a few more. And that's what the U.S. is counting on to get them out of this mess.
Yeah, but Mike, we had Strike 1, World War I, Strike 2, World War II, Strike 3. Everybody's out. You know what I mean? That's where it's headed. You know, how many more chances is humanity going to get? You know what I mean? At this point.
Yes.
You know, what are these people, you know, they're all going to die. You know, be in your bunker, come out, like you said, you know, there's nothing left. You know, nuclear winter, you know, what are you going to run your solar panels when, like, there's, like, a hazy shade of nothing? You know, you know what I mean? Like, these people, like John Bolton, that's the way they think, Mike. You know, there's a percentage of population.
Yeah, I know that's the way they think here. But something you need to keep in mind. In World War One, all of the nation's militaries did not have the ability to exterminate the entire human race. Same thing in World War Two. Okay? And yes, there were two nuclear weapons used there, but they were very, very small. We're going into this global war with the world's militaries actually having the capability of exterminating the human race. And that's why we've all got to just push back as hard as we can against this insanity. You know, I don't want to see the surface of planet Earth incinerated and turned into a radioactive waste pile in this argument over whose brand of colored ink and paper we use for the next 100 years.
That's what I'm saying. World War II ended. That was the warning, Mike. That was the warning, and we're starting this. Everybody has, well, not everybody. You know, all the major powers have nuclear weapons. And so you know how this is going to end already. You know, the book has already been written. You know, if you start a world war with nuclear weapons going that you have, you know how it's going to end the war. You know. I mean, you know Nostradamus. What was it, Nostradamus or Einstein? World War IV be fought with sticks and stones. Well, obviously, because there ain't going to be crap left. That's it, you know?
Yeah, and there was another quote by Winston Churchill, who basically said, all World War III is going to do is make the rubble bounce.
Yeah, because, you know, like, you know, we're there, man. We're there. The country as an empire is finished. And all empires, it seems like, when they want to go out, they're going to go out with a blaze of glory, and that's a shame, Mike. And, you know, France and Germany had some spine. They would side with, you know, with the Russians and the Chinese to stop this crap. Because, you know, without Germany and France, Mike, this war can stop. Believe it or not, Britain is a lost cause, unfortunately, I think, at this point. Germany and France, they still got some brains, maybe. You know? I mean, they could stop it. And Turkey helps, you know. But, all right, man, that's all I want to say, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Nick in England. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. Can you hear me? There was a bit of a funny noise just now.
Yeah, the funny noise is when you're being switched into the mixer, and that noise tells you you're now on the air.
Okay, got it. There's actually rather a nice symmetry about coming on after Dustin, because it was you were speaking to him a couple of days ago, and he was he mentioned that whole business about Boris Johnson, saying that the World Cup this year was going to be the same for Putin as it was for Hitler in the Olympics in 1936. And he mused as to whether I had any thoughts.
That was the shark.
Yeah, he mused whether I had any thoughts
somewhere
about
in the English Channel, there's a shark looking up and saying, oh, is that Boris Johnson going overhead?
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is I was thinking about that and thinking about ringing in to discuss that. And the way my thoughts are going was exactly what you were just saying just a few moments ago before you spoke to Dustin about the British politicians, basically, and I've come to the conclusion they are just a completely useless bunch. I mean, I was thinking about, you know, Boris Johnson's comments about the World Cup because, I mean, it's so unbelievably crass and stupid that it's just, it's very difficult to understand what's going on. And this is what I've been struggling with. I mean, you said a couple of days ago you used to have quite a high opinion of him and don't anymore. And I feel that, you know, the same way. Because what strikes me is that he's a very intelligent bloke. You know, he was educated at Eton, and people who've been to Eton and Harrow, they tend to have, they come with a lot of confidence. He's very articulate. He's well-versed in classics. And he can be very funny. And he's created this sort of persona as a bumbling oaf, and that's kind of what makes him rather popular. He's yes. Mayor of London. And he used to be the editor of The Spectator, and he used to write, I don't know if he still does, a lot of articles for the Daily Telegraph. And they're very, very insightful and clever. And I remember one that he wrote just after the Brexit vote, and there was all these people, you know, young people, mainly outside his home, venting their anger. And he wrote this article saying, you know, as I left my house, I wonder what it was that they were so in love with about the EU. And I wondered, you know, was it the iniquities of the common agricultural policy, or was it the democratic deficit, or was it the fact they destroyed British fishing? And, you know, it was a very, very, you know, it's a very clever article and witty, and he's a very intelligent guy. And I just don't understand how someone like that can look himself in the mirror. And what is it? Is it that these people, they get used to their chauffeur-driven cars and their country houses, and they just love the power? Because, you know, the speech he gave the other day about Russia and how dreadful Russia is, and talking about the relentless cyber attacks and their intervention in Syria and the way they interfere in elections. I mean, anyone who's listened to your show knows what utter drivel that is.
Yes.
And I don't know, is it because he just lives in a cocoon? And, I mean, you've talked a lot about maybe Donald Trump isn't getting correct information because it's being filtered to him. I don't know if these people get into that position, or whether they just get into a position of power, and then, you know, the deep state says to them, you know, listen, son, this is the way it is. We're going to provoke the Russian bear, and you better play along. And if you don't, well, you'll lose your job, or what is it? Or maybe the public will see some embarrassing pictures of them 30 years ago. I just don't get it. I mean, he used to have some gumph, this guy. I mean, he went out, he stood up, and he was one of the very few major politicians in our country who campaigned for Brexit, and thank God for that. I mean, he went off to Saudi Arabia not so long ago, and he went off message as foreign secretary, and he got slammed by, you know, because mustn't say nasty things about Saudi Arabia when we want to sell them all these lovely weapons, you know.
Yes.
And he went off message and started talking about the proxy wars, and, you know, and he was roundly attacked in the press, and Theresa May slapped him down, all this thing, is he going to keep his job, and all the rest of it. And, you know, what was his crime? His crime was telling the truth. And, you know, he kept his job. But he's obviously got some sort of gumph. So I just simply don't understand how somebody as intelligent as that can... It's almost like they get in positions of power, and then they transpose into just a parrot.
That's certainly what we saw with Donald Trump, and... again, we're talking about the deep state, the bureaucrats who actually run things, the unelected bureaucrats who run things, the intelligence agencies. But it's very obvious that there's been a gathering of world leaders someplace, whether it was at Davos or Bilderberg or wherever, and they all said the global economy is about to implode, and unless we have a war with Russia to blame it on, our populations are going to hang us from the nearest street light. And so that's why everybody's on board with this, is their understanding. If the global economy collapses and they don't have a scapegoat, their populations are going to turn on them. People start running out of food. They're going to lose their politeness. They're going to lose their patriotism. They're going to start eating the politicians when they get hungry enough.
Yeah. I mean, I could almost forgive someone like Boris Johnson, when it, you know, the humbug and the hypocrisy of, when he went to Beijing in 2008 because he was mayor of London, and he was taking the flag from Beijing, and you know, he's going to be hosting the Olympics 4 years later. And of course, he went out there and said lots of nice things about China, and of course, he's in a position where he's got to do those things. But the irony and the contrast between groveling to China in 2008 and now coming out with all these ridiculous accusations against Russia is so.
Well, the one that is really obvious is he's talking about Russia's intervention in Syria. It's the U.S. That's intervening. Russia is there by the invitation of the legitimate Syrian government. Anyway, listen, Nick, I got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the telephones now. Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Mike, I tweeted earlier to one of Donald Trump's tweets about Bolton and about this budget that he signed. And yes. I said, "This is you're betraying the basically you're betraying the people who voted for you with this." And I got all kinds of tweets back about, you know, likes and what do you call them again, retweets and following you and all kinds of stuff. I mean, this hit a nerve. I think he's losing his support very quick. Now I was
yes,
I
he
was,
is. I mean, the only way I will support Donald Trump in 2020 is if Hillary runs again, and I won't like it. But as bad as he is, he's still the lesser of two evils. I hope the Democrats run Tulsi Gabbard. I'd like to see her in the, throw her hat in the ring.
I would too, but I don't think the Democrats are going to allow that. I think what we're going to have to see is a real third party, like maybe Rand Paul with a coalition candidate or somebody who's not quite a libertarian, maybe Cynthia McKinney, or maybe Jesse Ventura and a Cynthia McKinney. But they got to get started real quick if they're going to do it. And it's, I agree.
I mean, the system is stacked against a third party. There have been third party challenges before, the rules are set up to protect the two traditional corrupt parties and to not let anybody else in to spoil the party.
But you didn't have the internet then. You have it now.
No, you didn't. Yes.
It's either you get your message out, you know, without having to have billions of dollars. It's a heck of a lot different today. And I think it can be done, but they've got it. Whoever it would be has to get started. Cynthia McKinney, I get a lot of her stuff on my Facebook, and I think she's really thinking about it. And I wouldn't mind seeing her. I tell you the truth. I know the things I differ with her on, but all in all, if we continue going the way we're going, we're not going to have a planet left. You know, look at that crazy at Britain now. That's like me going up to, like, say, Mike Tyson in his prime, or even Mike Tyson right now, and seeing him in the street and saying, "Hey, Mike," and start cursing him out, maybe calling him a racial slur or whatever else, and then saying, "I'm not afraid of you." So, what is he going to do? He's going to kick my butt, right? Well,
probably.
Same thing with England, up to Russia, right? To threaten a country that's about 100 times stronger than they are. And if Russia really feels threatened, who can say they're not going to launch a preemptive strike? They could take out Britain, I think, in like 10 seconds. What's his name?
Not quite that fast. But here's the problem. All of our so-called ballistic missile defense systems are very expensive, and we're being assured they're 90% effective. But Russia's new generation of warheads are maneuverable, and that completely invalidates the doctrine on which all of these anti-ballistic missile systems have been built. All right, listen, Mark, need to let you go. Need to do station identification. Back with another phone call after these few words.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend.
extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.